Psalm 21, verse 1 to 7. The king is glad, O Lord, because you have given him strength. He rejoices because you made him victorious. You have given him his heart desires. You have answered his request. You came to him with great blessings and set a crown of gold on his head. He asked for life, and you gave it a long and lasting life. His glory is great because of your help. You have given him his fame and majesty. Your blessings are with him forever, and your presence fill him with joy. The king trusts in the Lord Almighty, and because of the Lord's constant love, he will always be secure.
Luke 10, verses 25 to 37. Then an expert on the law stood up to test Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what must I do to get eternal life?" Jesus said, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" The man answered, "Love your Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. Also, love your neighbor as you love yourself." Jesus said to him, "Your answer is right. Do this and you will live." But the man, wanting to show the importance of his question, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus answered, "As a man who's going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, some robbers attacked him. They tore off his clothes, beat him, and left him lying there, almost dead. It happened that a Jewish priest was going down that road. When he saw the man, he walked by on the other side. Next, the Levite came there, and after he went over and looked at the man, he walked by on the other side of the road. Then a Samaritan traveling down the road came to where the hurt man was. When he saw the man, he felt very sorry for him. The Samaritan went to help to him, poured olive oil and wine on his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he put the hurt man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he cared for him. The next day, the Samaritan brought out 2 silver coins, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of this man. If you spend more money on him, I will pay it back to you when I come again.' Then Jesus said, 'Which one of those men do you think was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by the robbers?' The expert on the law answered, 'The one who showed him mercy.' Jesus said to him, 'Then go and do what he did.'"
Now, the Queen's a very familiar part of our lives, isn't she? And I'm guessing that amongst all you people sitting out there now, there's an awful lot of pictures of the Queen. You all see them every day. And they're so special that you give them out to people and they give you something back in return. Can anyone at the front tell me what on earth I'm talking about? You've probably got some. There's lots in that plate up there on the table. Lots of pictures of the Queen. We collected them all up earlier. Anyone? I'll give you a clue. I've got some here. I'm not going to give them to you, though, because they're mine. There you go. Picture of the Queen. Pictures of the Queen, aren't they? So every time we use money, we're seeing a picture of the Queen, but we do it so much we forget, don't we? We don't realise. So there's 3 pictures of the Queen there. And then who gets birthday cards from their old aunties and all their family on their birthday? So do they have a picture of the Queen on as well when they come through the door? Stamps? So we're constantly surrounded by these images of the Queen, aren't we? But we sort of, they're so familiar to us, we don't really take any notice of them, do we? So we've got this Queen, we all know her, she's the most famous woman in the world, instantly recognisable. But how much do we really know about the Queen? And do we really know about how much she believes in God? Well, I'm going to have to go back here because I didn't memorise all this bit, so bear with me. She's the longest-serving monarch in British history. For those of you down the front that don't quite understand what that means, it means that she's the person throughout all the kings and queens of Britain that's been the king or queen for the longest. So that's quite an achievement, isn't it? She never went to university. She hasn't got any degrees or anything clever like that. But she's been the advisor to 12 prime ministers in this country. As I said earlier, and we all know, she's 90 years old. She still works over a 40-hour week, which is the equivalent of a full-time job, isn't it? So that's pretty impressive as well. She's got over 1,000 staff, but she still likes to feed her own dogs. When she was young, during the war, there was a picture in the films. She used to help rebuild the engines of ambulances, the Austin K2 ambulances, if anyone's into old vehicles. And she likes to go pony trekking on the Highland Moors for hours on end. And yet when she needs to, she can scrub up rather well, can't she? And she still looks entirely comfortable and elegant when she's wearing her lovely diamond tiara with 488 diamonds in it. As I said, she's very famous. You see a picture of the Queen, you know who it is straight away. And she has the wonderful ability that she can be as relaxed when she goes to visit schools, care homes or factories, as when she's with celebrities or she's with other heads of state. And during this time, she's behaved rather well, I think. Andrew Marr, who's one of the BBC's political commentators, has said, "There are no reliable recorded incidents of the Queen ever losing her temper, using bad language, or refusing to carry out a duty that anyone expected of her." Now, most of us, and I'm probably ashamed to say, include myself in this, would find that difficult to do for a week or a month, let alone for over 60 years. So I think that's quite remarkable. So how does she manage this? Well, she answered the question to this, really, in her 2002 Christmas broadcast, when she said, "I know just how much I rely on my faith to get me through the good times and the bad. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to give of my best into all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God. I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel." The Queen's faith first became noticeable when she was 13 years old, in 1939, and those of you who are good at history will remember that Britain had just gone to war in the Second World War, and her father, King George VI, was struggling to prepare his Christmas broadcast. Those of you who've seen the film The King's Speech here, many people have seen The King's Speech, a few of you, you'll know how difficult that would have been for George VI because he wasn't the most gifted public speaker around. And the Queen could see her father was struggling to prepare this speech, so she gave him a copy of a poem by Minnie Louise Haskins, and he used it in his broadcast. Most of you have probably heard it before, I know I had. It says, "I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, 'Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown.' And he replied, 'Go out into the darkness and put your hand in the hand of God. That shall to you be to you better than light and safer than a known way.'" And this trust in God has remained with the Queen throughout her life. She's looked upwards to God and outwards to her people throughout her whole reign. She gave a radio broadcast on her 21st birthday where she said, "I declare before you that all my whole life shall be devoted to your service and the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong. But I shall not have strength to carry out this resolution alone unless you join in it with me, as I now invite you to do. I know that your support will be unfailingly given. God help me to make good my vow, and God bless all of you who are willing to share in it." And service she certainly has, hasn't she? As I said earlier, she still works a 40-hour week. And when she was younger, she often worked over 50 hours a week. She takes her role as our head of state very seriously indeed, and is committed to service and following the ways of Christ. In her Christmas broadcast of 4 years ago, in 2012, she said, "This is the time of year when we remember that God sent his only Son to serve, not to be served. He restored love and service to the centre of our lives in the person of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer this Christmas day that this example and teaching will continue to bring people together to give the best of themselves in the service of others." She likes to honour other people who serve, and she personally conveys honours on over 2,000 people a year. We only ever hear about the celebrities that get honours, don't we? But there are lots of people that quietly go about doing really good work, and they're the sort of people the Queen honours. But other than being this hard-working woman who likes to serve, there's another side to the Queen too you can read all about in this book when you get home. And it appealed to me because I have one too, because the Queen appears to have a rather good sense of humour. Apparently, she's a very talented mimic. I'd love to hear the Queen do an impression, wouldn't you? I wonder who she does. And the story that made me laugh was told that in 1998, she was entertaining Crown Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia at Balmoral. She asked him if he'd like to tour the estate, to which he replied that he would. He was guided to the front seat of a Land Rover, and his interpreter got in behind him. Now, you've got to remember, in Saudi Arabia, women aren't allowed to drive. So Crown Prince Abdullah was really quite scared when the Queen got him next to him and proceeded to drive at speed all round Balmoral, talking to him constantly and giving him a guided tour at the same time. So I think that was the Queen having a bit of a joke there. And of course, we've all seen the Queen's sense of humour in the film shown at the 2012 Olympic ceremony. Good morning, Mr. Bond. Who remembers that? Yes? There are lots of things we don't know about the Queen, aren't there? She used to meet with Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair every week, didn't she, when they were both prime ministers? Yet we don't really know if she loved them or hated them, do we? We don't really know what she thought of them at all, because she's never said. The one thing she does speak about a lot is her faith. We know that she goes to church every week that she is able to. And on the day that Princess Diana died, she took her grandsons, Princes William and Harry, to church. Now, she was criticised quite badly for this, but to her it was the natural thing to do, to want to turn to God for strength and comfort at such a difficult time. Now, we've got a few people here, haven't we, that go to the YPCF or the Sunday School at Lancaster Road. Now, did you know that the Queen pays for and presents the good attendance prizes every year at the Sandringham Sunday School? Can you imagine having your park prize presented to you by the Queen? I think it would be an encouragement to go to Sunday School every week, wouldn't it? And she doesn't have to mention her faith in her Christmas broadcast, but when you look back through them, she mentions every year about her Christian faith. Her favourite Bible passage is the story of the Good Samaritan, which Jessica read to us. And in her most recent Christmas broadcast, last Christmas, 2015, she says, "Despite being displaced and persecuted throughout his short life, Christ's unchanging message was not one of revenge or violence, but simply that we love one another." There is much more to the Queen than her faith, but we can't really understand the Queen without understanding her faith. The Queen has certainly honoured the God that she serves, and she's been an extraordinary example to us all, and we owe her an enormous gratitude.